Where can you get a delicious chicken strip basket, including crispy fries, gravy for dipping, Texas toast, and tender premium chicken strips for under $5? Only at DQ and Mountain Home, and only on Sunday all day. Just mention the coupon when ordering the chicken strip basket on Sunday, and you'll get all that deliciousness for under $5. Just remember to save room for dessert. DQ, fan food, not fast food. Visit your Dairy Queen on Main Street in Mountain Home.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2020 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2020. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code.
It's time for the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Thanks, Matt. It's 35-13 now as Marion has the lead over the Bombers. We'll talk first half stats coming up here in just a little bit. First, though, we are joined at halftime by Mountain Home Bombers head basketball coach Josh Fulcher. Josh, I sent Bob out. I said, can you find me somebody to interview? He came back. He said, I couldn't find anybody with Josh work. I said, yeah, that'd be great.
I'm telling you, everybody must have been hiding out to get all the way down to me. You know, I've just been waiting my turn. You know, I think Dell Leonard's been up here like four or five times.
Oh, he
and then Dylan Conley.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, Dell, he asked to come on the show all the time, and he rarely lets anybody else have any airtime.
I'm kind of worried. Mark Payton's behind me now.
I'm worried, too.
Bob was talking about him in the first half. Let's talk about high school basketball. It unfortunately has been a rough offseason health-wise, hasn't it?
Wow, I tell you. You know, of course, you know, this summer lost our big guy, Garrett DG. You know, he's really important to us offensively and really both of our seniors. You know, David Waymeyer has been banged up in and out of football. We're hoping to get him, if he's healthy, to come play for us. You know, he's a 6'8", 6'9 kid. Garrett's a 6'6 kid. Both, you know, Garrett tore his ACL this summer playing AAU basketball. But, you know, his physical therapy has been going pretty well. So we're hoping to have him at some point in the season. But after those two guys, we're really small. You know, probably our best returning guy, inside guy, would be Luke Cruz. And he's a 6'1", 6'2 kid. Plays really hard. He's skilled inside, but he still has, you know, it's still hard to score over 6'6", 6'7". But, you know, so what that did, it meant this fall we were able to kind of fast forward, you know, looking for the future, running some different things, installed a new offense, which makes kind of five interchangeable parts. So kind of fast forward to that. So when you do – anytime you do that, you know, you're going to have some kind of bumps, some growing pains, all that stuff. But, you know, these guys are responding nicely. They work hard. Our sophomores, we brought in a big sophomore class, and they're understanding the intensity and the strength and of how you actually got to play and practice at this level. They're finally kind of getting it, which is in turn making us better. But we're still a really young team. We've got a bunch of juniors and sophomores and those two seniors. We're young youth-wise, but we do bring a lot of those juniors that played last year. So I feel we're bringing more guys with playing experience last year. Hoping to get, you know, Luke Jackson. You know, he's been out for over a year. And you know, we're just kind of waiting for the clearance from him. We're hoping next week get some good news and maybe get him out there. But we really miss his ability to knock down the shots. But, you know, we've had some guys step up. you know, some guys that knocked down shots. Luke Dibble, Baylor Cresilius, you know, Talon Benton, Colton Peters, and Luke Cruz. You know, they've all really kind of all together, and Hunter Bashirs have all stepped into these leadership roles. Really no one guy. They're just all kind of picking up the slack. And again, we have some sophomores that they're really young that maybe on down the road we can get in there and help us. So, you know, it's just we just deal with what happens and go from there. So we're going to make the best of it, for sure.
Off season, what all did you work on? A lot of camps?
Oh, yeah. You know, summertime, we keep these guys in the gym, you know, kind of a fine balance of letting them, you know, enjoy their summer. But we go to about a camp every week. You know, we went to four camps went over to Fayetteville and Little Rock, and we take these guys around, and we performed really well. We're missing some guys. You know, we have a lot of guys that play baseball during the summertime, so we really got to work with our young guys, and they really got to kind of jump start into their sophomore year. So it's a good experience for them. But, you know, these guys work. You know, they're in the gym, and they put in the time, and they're in the gym after school. Got guys coming in on the weekend and before school, and that's really what it takes and for us to get where we need to be.
I know the young men, coaches, everybody ready to finally look at something other than each other. When do you finally get to face a different opponent?
Well, you know, Brad, you get every team gets in that grind and just kind of just wearing on each other. Now, we've been telling them, you know, the season's right around the corner, but finally it really is. Yeah. You know, we go November 4th. To Jacksonville for a jamboree, and right off the bat we've got Fort Smith Northside, the defending 7A champs, and everybody knows about Isaiah Joe, you know, going to the Razorbacks, probably the best shooter in the state, the best guard, or at least one of the best guards.
Uh-huh.
So we've got a challenge right off the bat, and we've got a really talented Little Rock Fair right after that. So we've got something to look forward and somewhere to measuring stick of where we're at and how far long we'll need to come after that. But, you know, the thing is no matter what, this is an outstanding group of young men. They buy into what we're asking them to do. They're such great guys. You know, we're involved in the community doing so many things. And it's that's really important to us. You know, what are they going to do after they leave our program?
Right.
We're trying to build better men, and it's such a great group of young men to work with. And I love coaching these guys, and it makes coming to work every day. I mean, it's not work. It's enjoyable. So couldn't ask for a better group of young men to work with. That's for sure, Brad.
We're at halftime, 35-13. It's Marion leading Mountain Home, talking things over to Josh Felcher, the Bombers head basketball coach. Non-conference-wise, what else do you have before you get into conference season?
Well, of course, our first home game is we've got Paragould here. You know, Paragould gave us a lot of fits last year, come out and playing us a little different than what we expected. You know, hopefully we'll be better prepared for that. We've got the same teams we had last year, Siloam, Green County Tech. You know, we're in a different tournament. We're going to Van Buren, which will be a really good test for us, and some 7A schools and everything. So, you know, we've got a challenging schedule ahead of us this year. Of course, this blend will be a different challenge, and then you go into this district tournament, and you're facing a whole other group of teams. But, you know, you just play who you can play, and hopefully we can do a good enough job in our regular season, our non-conference, and our conference schedule of really get that high seed of where we need to be, and our ultimate goal of making the state and advancing in the state tournament this year.
Josh, what else? Anything else about the basketball program I haven't asked you about?
Well, no, Brad, you've done a good job. You know, I just appreciate you letting me get a chance on here and really promote these young men. All I can say is our Lady Bombers and our boys. Come out and support us. The season's right around the corner, and a lot of great kids in our program, high-character kids. That's on the boys and girls side. I can speak for that on behalf of Coach Leonard, regardless, you know, of their coach.
But they overcome a lot.
They overcome a lot. But, no, great kids in our program. We're thankful to be in this community, and the community gives so much back to us, and we ask for them to continue that support. Brad, thank you for all that you do, and thanks for having me on the show.
You bet, Josh. Appreciate it. Josh Fulcher, head coach of the Bombers basketball team. We'll take a break. Some interesting scores from around the state. Matt's going to have our studio report coming up next. It's 35-13, Marion with the lead at the half. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Acumen Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed-in bed liner and high-quality audio for your ride. It's Bomber football time, and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. With amp and sub packages starting at $239, and they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers, too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Our children deserve every advantage we can give them, and at Creative Academy Preschool in Mountain Home, we do just that. Our caring staff help children from infancy through age 5 with the skills they'll need for school, utilizing a full kindergarten readiness curriculum, an indoor gym, and activities designed to develop their full potential and ensure future success. We accept state vouchers and welcome visits and tours anytime. Stop by Creative Academy Preschool today at 731 Justice Street in Mountain Home, or give us a call at 425-1141.
Jenna was 3 years old when she developed a bad infection as a result of drinking tainted apple cider. She was in intensive care and almost died. She was lucky because so many people gave blood, people who didn't know her. People who give blood are heroes. Every day, they save lives. The more you give, the more people will live.
Donate blood Thursday from 11 till 5 at Baxter Healthcare Corporation in Mountain Home.
This message is brought to you by Thompson Insurance, a member of the Rackley Group, Dave's one-of-a-kind design, Ozark Surgical Group, Century 21 Limac Realty, and American Vapes.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished through cooperation. From working with new or existing companies to working with government leaders, we help our communities grow and prosper. Your local electric co-op provides leadership to ensure that your rates are among the lowest in the nation. Affordable, reliable, and responsible power attracts and sustains local economies. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit...
And we welcome you back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. And at halftime, it is Marion up on Mountain Home by a score of 35-13. Again, this halftime show brought to you by Acumen Audio and May Family Motors. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as we take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East tonight, Pine Bluff is leading Searcy at halftime 24-13. The Zebras came into this game in a four-way tie for eighth overall and currently third in Class 6A. West Memphis is up on Jonesboro at halftime 19-0. The Blue Devils, currently ranked 7th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, have not seen a score update on the game between Jacksonville and Little Rock Hall as of yet. On the local level, Yellville Summit is losing to Melbourne at halftime, 26-6. Salem is tied with East Poinsett County. Well, actually, they were. The game has gone to the fourth quarter, and now EPC leads the Greyhounds by a count of 20-14. The game was knotted up at 14 all at halftime. Marshall is losing to Greenland. I believe they're at halftime as well. Yes, 34-8. The Pirates up on the Bobcats. Mountain View playing at Green Forest tonight. Have not seen a score update on that one. Harrison is in danger of dropping out of the Class 5A top five right now. The Goblins currently tied for fourth. Are losing to Greenbrier right now in the third quarter. The score there is the Panthers up on the Goblins. And let's see if I can locate that score real quickly. And again, it is in the third quarter, and Greenbrier is up 19-8 on Harrison. Taking a look at the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10 games that we haven't yet got to. Number one, Bryant is leading Fort Smith Southside 17-3 at halftime. Second-ranked North Little Rock is up on Little Rock Catholic 45-14 in the third quarter. Number three, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, is leading Russellville 28-7 at halftime. Number four, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, is leading Sylvan Hills 35-7 in the third quarter. Number five, Bentonville West is leading number 6 Harbor 20-7 at halftime. That game being played tonight in Springdale. Number 8 Bentonville is up on Springdale 35-7 at halftime. Bentonville's actually part of that four-way tie for 8th, as are Conway and El Dorado. Conway is up on Fort Smith Northside 28-7 at halftime, and El Dorado leads Benton by a count of 17-14 at the break. And El Dorado and Benton are tied with each other for the number 4 ranking in the Class 6A top 5. And we've already gone through all the Class 6A top 5 games for you, so we will move on down to the Class 5A top 5 games that we have not yet mentioned. Number 2 Wynn is, I believe, leading Batesville right now by a score of 21-10 in the third quarter. Number 3 Little Rock Christian is up on Little Rock Parkview this evening. So you can find the score update on that game. And it is at halftime, Little Rock Christian up on the Patriots 34-20. And Nettleton, who is tied with Harrison for that number 4 ranking, just having their way with Greene County Tech 42-0 at halftime. In the Class 4A top 5, and number 1, Joe T. Robinson playing at Malvern this evening, and see if we can find the score update on that game this evening. And have yet to see that there. Okay, in the third quarter, it is Robinson up on Malvern 34-3. Number 2 Prairie Grove is losing to number 3 P Ridge 19-7 in the third quarter. Fourth ranked Warren is playing at home tonight against DeWitt. Let's see if I can find the score update on that game this evening. I believe Warren has the lead in that contest. Let me just see if I can locate it real quick. And I cannot at this point, but we'll see if we can come back to that one later. Arkadelphia, who's actually tied for the number 5 ranking, is up on Mena 38-6 at halftime. And Ashdown, who is tied with Arkadelphia, is leading Nashville 21-6 at the break. In the Class 3A top 5, number 1 Prescott playing at Glen Rose. I believe Glen Rose has the lead in this game. See if I can find the score update on that one right now. And actually, the game is in the third quarter, and the two teams are knotted up at 14 all. Number 2, Junction City, is leading Lake Village Lakeside 28-8 in the third quarter. Third-ranked Charleston is playing at home tonight. I'm sorry, playing on the road tonight at Lamar. See if we can find the score update on that game this evening. And cannot at this point. Number 4, Mayflower is leading Harding Academy 21-8 at halftime, and fifth-ranked Clinton is up on Elkins 27-12 at the break. And in the Class 2A top 5, number 1 Mount Ida is leading third-ranked Foreman I think Mount Ida is just kind of having their way with Foreman. Last score I saw, and see if I can find the update on that one this evening. And at this point, I can. Okay, there it is. Third quarter, Mount Ida is up 29-7 on the Gators. Number two, Rising, is leading Parker's Chapel at halftime, 50-18. Fourth-ranked Earl is blowing Midland out of the water, 52-0 at halftime. And number five, Danville, is leading Hackett. I believe leading Hackett this evening. So you can find the score update on that game. This evening, it is in the fourth quarter, and it's a close one, though. Danville is up 14-6 at halftime. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Marion leads Mountain Home 35-13. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on snappier deposits with Integrity First Bank. We love when your errands bring you by us at any of our five Twin Lakes area branch locations, but let's face it, some days it's just tough getting everything done. But don't worry, that's when you can count on Integrity First Bank's mobile deposit service. Just snap a picture with your Apple or Android device and deposit checks directly into your account. You can even get same-day posting when it's received during business hours. Bank on Integrity First Bank and make mobile deposits a snap. Member FDIC.
I chose SAU.
I chose SAU.
I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Arklatex region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
Now back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
35-13, our score. It's Marion with the lead over Mountain Home at the break. Let's check those halftime stats courtesy of Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin. Total offense, 316 yards for Marion, 205 for Mountain Home. That's just in a half. Mountain Home with 194 yards through the on the ground. McKay with 12 carries, 149 yards. Junior Williams, 7 for 27 in the first half. For Marion, 108 yards in the first half on 12 carries. 108 on the ground. They get 208 through the air. As Green is 13 of 22 for 208 yards in the first half. So 208 for Mountain, 205 rather for Mountain Home, 316 for Marion in the first half total yards wise. It's 35-13, Marion with the lead. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2020 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2020. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code.